Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. As we head to the defensive side of the ball in our continuing position preview series as we head towards training camp at the end of July. Now, traditionally, the Giants have been known for their pass rush on defense, from Lawrence Taylor to Michael Strahan to the current group. Well, last year, the Giants did not have the best pass rush, only 33 sacks over the course of the season, 11th worst in the NFL. Certainly one of the reasons they struggled on defense towards the end of the season. They also lose Osiem Manure, one of the Giants' marquee defensive end pass rushers over the last 10 years, so they have to replace him. The Giants need the guys on this roster to get back to being that dominating pass rush that really throws opposing quarterbacks out of rhythm. And it starts with Jason Pierre-Paul. Now, he's the Giants' most talented defensive player. He might be the second most talented player on the entire roster. Well, his production dropped off dramatically last year. Now, they did find out in the offseason he had a herniated disc. He had to have offseason back surgery. They expect him to be better for the start of the regular season. And perhaps that back injury explains that drop-off in production last year. The Giants hope to have him back, and they'll need him back if they want to be a dominant pass rush. They will also need Mathias Kiwanuka, who finally has a chance to play his natural defensive end position for an entire season, to be a playmaker at defensive end. Defensive line coach Robert Nunn thinks Kiwi has not missed a beat going back to his regular position.
He was excited, a big smile on his face, and he's off to an outstanding start. And then we just got to continue that and get all the reps we can get with he and Tuck, and then get those young guys in a rotation to where they're all getting reps and getting looked at and getting the work they need in individual periods. So it's a great opportunity for those guys.
It would certainly help Big Blue if Mathias Kiwanuka doesn't miss a beat at defensive end, stops the run, and rushes the passer. The Giants could also use a rebound year from their defensive captain, Justin Tuck. He's only had 9 sacks over the past 2 years, but he thinks he's in the best shape of his life. He's over some of those injuries, and he thinks he can have one of those classic double-digit Justin Tuck sack years that makes him an elite defensive end in the NFL. The key will be whether or not he can stay healthy during the course of that 16-game grind, something that's giving him some trouble over the last few seasons. Now, Justin Tuck and company do have some reinforcements coming. The defensive captain is very excited about the Giants' third-round pick, DeMontre Moore.
I really like what we did with the draft, especially DeMontre, because he's a guy that's going to get after the quarterback. He's a very athletic and, hungry. How you can tell, like, he wants to learn. He's asking me to work with him already, in the offseason and work with him after practices. So I like what I'm seeing from him early.
No one doubts DeMontre Moore's skill. He had 27 sacks in 3 years at Texas A&M, but he has to hit the weight room and transform his body so he can be an every down player in the NFL. One of the players Moore will be competing with for playing time is Adrian Tracy, who knows what he has to do in order to earn some more playing time. Then you have Adewale Ajomo, someone who simply dominated in the preseason last year for Big Blue, but they need to be more consistent stopping the run. They need him to be productive on special teams and be there every day as a reliable player. But Ajomo has the talent, he just has to show it consistently. Then you have Justin Tratow. This is a guy that would have made the active roster last year if he didn't suffer a high ankle sprain at the end of training camp. He's back now and he'll have another chance to be a member of Big Blue. He's a good special teams player and a good all-around defensive end. The Giants certainly have plenty of depth at defensive end. And when they've won the Super Bowl over the past 5 and 6 years, it's been because they've had a dominant pass rush, which disrupts opposing quarterbacks, passing games, and rushing attacks. It's really been the key to their success on defense, and they need to get it back from top to bottom at a very talented and deep position group. Everybody, thanks for joining us on Giants.com. Next up, we hit defensive tackles in our position preview series. Thanks for joining us. Have a good one.